To kick off each hour of Thy Will Be Done pledge drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Hi, my name is Mrs. Bombard, and I am a fifth grade teacher at Queen of Angels Catholic School in Roswell. My class would like to lead you in prayer today.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us the human race, Jesus Christ our Savior, as a model of humility. He fulfilled your will by becoming man and giving his life on the cross. Help us to bear witness to you by following his example of suffering, and make us worthy to share in his resurrection. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
We love AM 1160, The Quest!
And we love Queen of Angels here at The Quest. I'm Dave Savage, the programming and production manager here at AM 1160, and I'm kind of bummed here. Well, first of all, why don't I introduce who is in the room? We have Andy Lichtenwaller.
That was really close, but yeah, Lichtenwaller.
Walner, I missed the N, okay. And Monica Opperman.
True. That's
yes, me. Thank you. Thank you for being here. And we had been promoting this a lot, that Father John Ricardo was going to be here this hour, but other things happened, right?
Yeah. You know, the theme of this pledge drive is Thy Will Be Done.
Right.
And sometimes the Lord's will is mysterious, right? So we were planning this for a long time to have Father John Ricardo and his colleague Mary Guilfoyle from the Acts 29 Apostolate to be with us this hour. I think Quest listeners know well who Father John is and his 8 a.m. show here. Unfortunately, you know, we got a call yesterday afternoon that, you know, Father John and Mary and a whole team had just come back from the Holy Land, probably, you know, a beautiful pilgrimage, an amazing experience. But, you know, as often happens during travel, sometimes people get sick. Father John lost his voice. Mm-hmm. Mary is also sick, and the whole group got sick. So we're praying for them. They were just in no condition to join us today. But we have good news. There's always good news. God brings good out of bad things that happen, right? So first of all, everybody's prayers for Father John, Mary, and the Acts 29 team and the whole group that went on the pilgrimage are going to be so appreciated. But I also want to say, for those of you who came on this hour or coming on this hour, who are great supporters of Father John Ricardo, show your support today, not only through your prayers, but also to donate to The Quest. And then the third thing I want to say, there's probably more we'll say too during this hour, but
I'll throw in a few things too when you're done.
Yeah, but we're going to have, The Quest is going to work with us to get Father John Ricardo and Mary and the Acts 29 team to have a special hour with Father John, and we'll get that as soon as we can. It'll probably be a recorded hour, but we'll get it here on The Quest. So coming soon. So stay tuned. We'll make good out of this little bit of a messiness situation,
and we'll promote that when we know more about it.
Amen.
The other good news that we have is that Father John Ricardo is going to be at an event called Rescue Atlanta on September 9th. And
that's right.
The great news is that the first 10 donors will receive a free ticket to that Rescue Atlanta September 9th. So if you can make it, if you're available on September 9th, and you can make it, you can call right now, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. And also, just tell the operator, when we've got a bank of operators there, just tell them, hey, Rescue, I want Rescue Atlanta. Or if you donate online or on the app, online at thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app, if you put Rescue in the comment section, then you'll get those. So that's only for the first 10 donors that are going to get that. And the other good news is that when I heard that Father Ricardo was not able to be here, I gathered some of my favorite clips from his show.
Awesome.
And I thought, you know, maybe we could play some of those throughout this hour.
That'd
as
be great.
Well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look forward to that.
That'd be great. And he has a special, very special invitation for everybody to attend Rescue Atlanta
yeah.
on September 9th. I think you have that recording too.
Yeah. Should we hear that now?
Yes.
That'll be great.
Yes,
this is the first time. This mm-hmm. is the first time this is going public. So Quest listeners, you have an exclusive opportunity to register for this event. And as
today,
Dave said, to have a free chance too for the first
and
10 donors.
It's going to be a beautiful event. You'll hear what he has to say. Yeah. But it's amazing event in a beautiful venue, Cobb Galleria Center. And it's a beautiful ballroom. And it's going to be breakfast. You're going to have your lunch. You're going to be treated majestically.
Amen.
Because it is the king that we're celebrating that day.
Well, let's hear from Father Ricardo now.
Hey, everybody. My name is Father John Ricardo. I'm a priest from the Archdiocese of Detroit. I'm a member of a missionary team called Acts 29 Mobilizing for Mission, and we are coming to Atlanta. We're going to be there next fall, or actually this coming fall, September 2023. We're going to be doing a little work with the priests. But we're really excited to invite you to an event that's going to take place on September the 9th, 2023, at the Cobb Galleria Center. Doors are going to open at 7:30. The day is going to go from about 8 to 5. And it's going to be just a revival experience of proclaiming the gospel. Let me give you a way to think about this. Pope John Paul II, God rest his soul, he once said this. He says, the initial proclamation of the gospel is supposed to be such that a person is gradually overwhelmed by what they've heard, and then they make a decision to entrust their entire lives to Jesus in faith. Now, just imagine going to Mass this Sunday, and Father, after he reads the gospel, he says, you know what, we're not going to do a homily today. I just want to ask for a quick show of hands. I got two questions for everybody. First question. How many people here have been overwhelmed by the gospel? How many hands do you think would go up? I don't know how many. Second question. How many people here have made a decision to entrust their entire lives, money, time, body, children, future, everything to Jesus in faith? How many hands do you think would go up? I don't think very many. And I think most of it, for many of us anyway, the reason for that is I don't know how many of us have ever really heard the gospel. I don't know how many times I ever heard the gospel, except in bits and pieces. And what we're going to do on this day is we're just going to try to soak everybody in what it is that God has done for us in the person of his son. It's got three goals: that we would be overwhelmed, that we would be moved to surrender, maybe for the first time, maybe again a second time, maybe in my case, the 10,000th time, I don't know. And then finally, that we would get mobilized for mission. Because here's the thing, God has a plan for each and every one of us right now, and he's blessed us with very specific gifts and talents, some natural, some supernatural, and he wants to use us in this world that we're living in right now to help accomplish his desire, which is to get his world back. So you and I don't just happen to be alive right now. God's created us very intentionally to be alive at this moment in history. And he wants to use us to continue the work that Jesus began on Easter Sunday of recreating this world which he loves. So we can't wait to be with you on September the 9th, 2023, at the Cobb Galleria Center. You can find out much more information about this at evangelizationatl.com/rescue. Many of us are probably aware that the bishops in the United States have called for a Eucharistic revival. We would candidly offer the opinion that in order for that to be most effective, the first thing that has to happen is we got to hear the gospel again in power. And please God, the Holy Spirit will be upon us all on that day, and we will get mobilized to take Atlanta back for Jesus Christ. God bless.
Thank you, Father John Ricardo. That's going to be exciting, isn't it?
It is going to be very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. So that was a message that Father John made for us to promote this amazing event, Rescue Atlanta, coming September 9th, Cobb Galleria Center. Quest listeners have an exclusive opportunity here to register for the event, and You know, as Dave, as you mentioned, you know, the first 10 donors, if you put rescue in the online comments or call in and say rescue, that and you're able to attend that September 9th event, you'll get a free ticket to rescue. So I know it's already, they're already kind of clicking off the numbers here, getting down where I think we're down a couple. So to donate to the Quest Atlanta, call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or log on to thequestatlanta.com or use the Quest Atlanta app to donate.
And I want to mention too that we have $3,000 in matching money this hour. So whatever you donate will be doubled.
Awesome.
And also, I meant to ask you, was there still Chick-fil-A biscuits out there?
I think there were.
I don't know if you were able to take advantage of that. I want to thank the Chick-fil-A on Alpharetta Highway and Holcomb Bridge Road. They always help us out every year with the pledge drive and donate some chicken biscuits. So we do appreciate that. I've got other clips from Father Ricardo we're going to hear throughout the hour leading up to the noon hour.
Great.
While we're here, but so did you want to talk more then about Rescue Atlanta?
Yeah, let's do it. And just for a little bit of background. So again, I'm Andy Lichtenwalner. I'm director of the Office of Evangelization and Discipleship here in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Blessed to work with an amazing team of folks that love Jesus, love the church, love his gospel. And I have one of them sitting right across from me right now, Monica Opperman. Monica, why don't you introduce yourself?
All right. I'm Monica Opperman, and I also have that honor to work with Andy. It's a fabulous team. And I am in charge of, I'm lead ministry for evangelization strategies. And this is a wonderful evangelization strategy because we're going to be hearing the gospel here, as Father Ricardo said in that clip, but not only hearing it, we're going to learn to preach it.
Amen.
I have learned to preach it. And that's our really mission in life. We have to spread this gospel. So I'm just honored to work there in the Archdiocese. I've been there for 12 years. And this is really one of the most exciting things I've ever done in 12 years.
Which is saying a lot coming from you, Monica, because you've been working on this stuff for so long. And I think in many ways, you know, Monica is one of the drivers for us, I would say, on our team, you know, to really make sure that we're focused on the gospel, you know, focused on what's most essential and when we're kind of moving through. So she provides so much excitement and passion for what we do in our work. I'm so grateful for that. But this, you know, the whole rescue project, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that and set up the context for this event that's coming. I think most of the listeners know that we're in a period of Eucharistic revival. The bishops have called for a 3-year period of Eucharistic revival, and the Quest has been such a great supporter of that. And I was on last year talking a bit about that. The revival is mainly God's work, though. You know, we're all called to kind of respond to it, but it's a call for the Holy Spirit to transform us again. You know, to be set on fire with the gospel and with love for our Lord and the Eucharist, and to really respond to where's the Lord leading us. We can't know that without prayer and real discernment and really praying, Lord, may your will be done, right? This whole theme of the pledge drive. We see this Rescue Atlanta event as so crucial for this work of revival. And maybe, Monica, if you want to just give a little bit of context on rescue, on that work. And before you do, I just want to mention too that the Quest Atlanta here, we're excited to say, is a mission partner, as a media partner for this Rescue Atlanta event. Mm-hmm. You'll see that on the webpage for our rescue event, evangelizationatl.com/rescue. And we are so excited just to be having other partners, other organizations really partner with us in proclaiming the gospel and seeing the importance of this event. So, but Monica, why don't you give us a little more context?
Well, I think I'm one of the crowd here that is just a super fan of Father Ricardo, been following him for years. And then you remember when he was he was doing his podcast every day during COVID and in 2020. Then he wrote that book. I read the book and my life was transformed.
And that's Rescued, right?
It was Rescued with a D at the end. Rescued is the book. And my life was transformed. And I know Mary and Father for many, many years. We've cultivated that friendship along. And Mary has been resourcing the Archdiocese of Atlanta with a lot of training for that other program that we're doing, Alpha, remember?
That's right.
But it was, and our friendships, you know, got really really very much tighter with that. And then, you know, so we continue following and following and following. And then, you know, we enter into this really, really God's will that this happens now, that we were able to have Father come here to address our priest, our clergy. He is going to be working with them for 4 days. And that's such a blessing, really.
That is.
And, you know, being able to do that, invite him here, feel that, and invite him here to address all of you, all of us, to be able to hear him, see him in person is such a blessing. And to be able to be really, you know, really covered in prayer, covered with the gospel that day is going to be an anointed day. And I really encourage you to register at evangelizationatl.com. And you know, you don't have to put the slash or anything. You will see his face there. So just click there.
That's right.
And boom, you will go. It'll get you information. You can go to the registration page. Today is the very first day that this registration is open to the public. So please, you know, don't wait too long, because we only have 1,220 spots at the Cobb Galleria Center.
Quickly, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, we think so too.
Yeah, they're going quickly. So go ahead and register. It is an extraordinary, I mean, the ticket is $50, but I'm going to tell you, the cost for you to be there is going to be almost $140. But we are working crazy to get donors, to give help, support, so that you can enjoy this beautiful day, and you're going to have really witness the gospel, have a small group, have, you know, Mary Guilfoyle, who is not here, and she's also very, very sick, but she's so attentive to these details of beauty, human accompaniment. Yeah. Those are that characterize the rescue.
Amen.
And the rescue whole project. So we are trying to implement those that day on September 9th.
Amen. And speaking of donors, we've had so many come for the Rescue Live event, but we also need donors for the quest today, right? And so if you're a Father John Ricardo supporter, show your support by donating to the quest today. For those of you who are just joining us, Father John Ricardo is sick today, and his colleague Mary Guilfoyle and the whole team that went to the Holy Land pilgrimage. But so they're sending prayers and hopefully maybe tuning in as well. But let's show our support for them by prayers and donations to the quest. Donate 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or log on to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. I understand we have a matching grant of $3,000.
We do.
You want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah, we do. And so if you donate between now and noon, up to $3,000, we've got somebody who donated that money, and they said, I'll give it to you as long as somebody else gives it too. So if you do it, you give $50, it's a $100 donation. You give $100, it's $200, and so on. And that's the way it works. We also have free tickets to Rescue Atlanta on September 9th. So I know they're going quickly as well, but if you hurry up now and mention Rescue. Mm-hmm. If you do it online or through the app, mention Rescue in the comment section. Or if you tell the operator at 470-508-1160 that you want to go to the Rescue. And only do it, I mean, obviously, if you're available September 9th. It's a one-day event,
one day
only, September 9th. And if you can go and you want to go, your donation will get you there on September the 9th. I want to thank a few people here. We have Gary and Sue from Roswell. That's in honor of Father John Ricardo.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
We have
thank
William
you.
In honor of Monica. We
Yay.
Love you.
I know him. William Upperman. Thank you.
Who else do we have? We have another William in honor of Father John Ricardo. That William's from Marietta.
Fantastic.
Michelle and Terry. In honor of Andy and Monica. They're from Decatur.
Very generous. We know them.
Uh-huh. Know
Thanks,
them.
Michelle
Thank
and Terry.
Thank you, Michelle.
Christopher, who has a similar name to yours, Monica. In honor of Monica, love you, Mom, it says.
Oh, those boys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Also, Peggy from Kennesaw. We have Mary and Dan from Atlanta. We have Amy
awesome.
From Smyrna. We thank you all for your generous
thank
donations.
You, thank you.
Thank you.
And that's what keeps us going. and I'm seeing the tote board or whatever they call it. They're ticking down. These tickets are going, but you still have time to get in if you ask for one or put rescue when you go online at thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. And like you said, Andy, I mean, Father Ricardo is sick, not able to be here. I know he's bummed that he's not able to be here. We're all bummed about it, but we're making the best of it. I have some clips here from some of his shows, and I don't know, is this a good time to play one of them?
Yeah, why don't we do another one, and then maybe the next half hour we can talk a little bit more about the content of Rescue and what people can expect.
This clip is one, it's from a few years ago, and he talks about, it caught my ear because, and I isolated this one because it caught my ear because he's talking about Atlanta, about his trip to Atlanta, but then... It's also a very you listen to it. I think it's a great clip.
All right.
I love sports and I like football an awful lot, but I love college basketball. So college basketball is the sport that I enjoy at least to watch more than any other sport. So I happened to be down in Atlanta last year for the Final Four. I went to Michigan because I gave up watching basketball for Lent. It didn't even dawn on me that the Final Four was in Atlanta. So I land on Easter Sunday, I walk off the plane, and I look at a TV screen as I'm walking off the plane, and Michigan's playing Florida, and they're killing them, and I realize, oh my gosh, like, I'm in Atlanta, and Saturday night's the Final Four, and we're going to be in it. So I called my dad quickly and said, who do you know? And he said, I don't know, I'll get back to you. So he knows lots of people, and it was great. He's like, I got you tickets. I'm like, fantastic. So we went to the Final Four. I had to sell my tickets to the finals because I had to get home. If you've ever been to a Final Four, if you like college basketball, there really is almost nothing like it, at least in the sporting venue, especially if the school where you happen to go to school is in it. But it's an extraordinary experience. So we had all these little orange seat cushions, you know, Final Four Atlanta, blah, blah, blah. So the Saturday night game, Michigan plays Syracuse. They beat Syracuse, and it was ecstatic. I mean, there's 60,000 people down there in the Georgia Dome. It was boisterous. It was loud. It was a blast. You know, Michigan wins the game, and all these cushions go flying up in the air, and, you know, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine, all this kind of stuff. Well, so what? I mean, really? So what? It was a great night. It made for a great diversion, made for some wonderful bragging rights, which we haven't had much of lately. But so what? It didn't do anything for me. Didn't change reality. Didn't do anything for the fact that a whole set of people that I loved were really sick. Some of the people I was really close to had recently died. It's a bunch of guys running around on a hardwood floor bouncing a leather ball. It's a game. It's celebratory, and it has its place, but it's a game. And what I'm praying for tonight, huh? I mean, my prayer kind of all day long has been that somehow the Lord, in his goodness to us, would just kind of pull back the curtain and give us a glimpse of his beauty and how just and right it is for us to worship him. I say often there's a huge distinction between singing and worshiping. Many people come to Mass on Sunday. Some of them sing. A few percentage of us worship. Some of us just sing. But there's a big difference between singing and worshiping. You want to see worship, you go to a Final Four. Or you go to a concert and you see people, heart, body, and soul, involved. And tragically, many of those people put us, disciples of the King of Kings, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who shattered the power of death, the only one who's got anything ultimately to offer, some of those people often put us to shame. That's not to say that we should be throwing seat cushions up in the air when we come to church. That's why we don't have them, maybe. Don't burn a pew, okay, in front of you, like some of our schools have been known to do. That's why we don't have couches in the church or why we're taking them out. So we don't want to simply transpose that into what happens in church, but there's something that we can learn from our experiences in the world that at least should make us go, okay, so somehow we didn't think that that was inappropriate. And yet when we come to worship the King of Kings, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who has given me hope, who's conquered death, who's forgiven all my sins, we think we should be somehow put in a box. And I think as we dive into Scripture, we're going to see that that's a very unbiblical way of thinking. So who is or what is most deserving of our celebration, of our praise, of our worship? And if there's an operative word tonight, it might be the word justice. Justice is to give to somebody what they're due. That's justice. Injustice is to deprive somebody what they are due. Ask yourself, who is more deserving of our praise and our worship than God? Who's done for you or for me anything that can compare to what he's done?
And, you know, I think that, I don't know, I just thought that was a great clip because I'm guilty of that, too. I mean, I'm a Michigan State Spartan fan. When my team is in the Final
God
Four,
bless you.
Yeah. but when my team is in the Final Four, or when, you know, go to the Rose Bowl or whatever, I'm on my feet cheering, yelling, and everything. I don't do that when I go to Mass, you know.
But, yeah, there's a time and a place, right? I mean, those are such powerful words from Father John.
Yeah,
I think we can all be guilty of that in terms of losing perspective on what the Mass is and what's happening at Mass, right? I know we're coming up on a break here, but I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan, by the way. So, like, we've been happy the last couple of years, right, in football. But you also know that it's not everything. And it is just a game in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're not, you know, living virtue, when you're not striving for holiness, when you're not striving for the Lord, those are the things that are most important. And so those big victories that people work so hard on, things can fall apart quickly if the Lord's not at the center.
Mm-hmm. And I've been in Georgia for 22 years now, so I'm a Bulldog fan as well.
Hey,
but the Spartans still...
Welcome home.
Thank you. I want to mention these tickets to the Rescue Atlanta for Father Ricardo. He's going to be here on September 9th, they're going quickly. We've got a few left. By the time we take this break, and I think she's coming in to change the number again, but we've got, what, three of them left now?
Two.
They're gone. Oh, yeah. Two of them left.
All right.
So if you want to call in,
thank you.
470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com, put in the comment rescue if you want one of those, or the Quest Atlanta app, and make sure you comment rescue if you want one of those Rescue Atlanta tickets on September 9th, Father John Ricardo. Also, any matching, any donation made will be matched up to $3,000 up until noon today.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
it awesome. Is. So why don't we'll take a little break here, stretch our legs, and then we'll be right back into it.
Okay.
You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, and this is our Spring Pledge Drive, where the theme is, Thy Will Be Done. After hearing these stories of God's will, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to Thy Will Be Done pledge drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
If you're looking for something special that touches your heart and helps you come closer to Jesus during this Lenten season, The Quest will present a feature presentation of the 24 Hours of the Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ, as received by the servant of God, Louisa Picaretta, known as the Little Daughter of the Divine Will. This moving and powerful series can be heard each Friday during Lent, immediately following the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 p.m. on AM 1160, The Quest.
According to a survey by CNR Research, more than half the people underestimate their monthly subscription bills by nearly $100. From video and music streaming to gaming, they forgot about some of them but kept making the payments. Is it possible you have some? Maybe you can make The Quest your forgotten subscription. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you just to stay on the air. Please prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
If you want to know what's going on at parishes and other events in the Atlanta Archdiocese, just go to the events calendar at thequestatlanta.com. You'll find events like these.
The inaugural Northside St. Patrick's Parade and Festival will be on Saturday, March 18th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sandy Springs City Green. It'll be an all-round family-friendly day of fun. Southeastern Women's Retreat Arise will be in April at the Heart Ridge Retreat and Cultural Center in the Jocassee Wilderness area of South Carolina. Sign up early because it's limited to only 50 women. Do you feel God may be calling you to serve as a priest in the Archdiocese of Atlanta? Well, there's going to be a vocational discernment mass for men Saturday, March 18th at 10 a.m. at St. Luke the Evangelist Church in Dahlonega. Catholic Church of St. Anne in Marietta is having a garage sale Friday and Saturday, March 24th and 25th.
For more information on these and other events, click events at thequestatlanta.com or click contact to get your event added to the Quest event calendar.
A Lenten reflection on AM 1160, The Quest.
Lent affords us the opportunity to cultivate a vibrant and renewed prayer life. Pope John XXIII said,
"Prayer is the raising of the mind to God. We must always remember this. The actual words matter less."
This Lent, focus on enhancing your prayer life. Set aside quiet time every day to get to know the God who is far greater and more loving than we could ever have imagined.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Are you indifferent about abortion? Are you one of those people who say, "I personally believe abortion is wrong, but I don't want to impose my views on other people"? It's easy to believe that abortion can help women in bad situations move on with their lives. If this is how you think, you may want to reconsider. Following an abortion experience, many women suffer with depression, shame, anxiety, and intense grief. 85% of women who've had abortions regret that decision. Left with the feeling of guilt, they suffer in silence, too embarrassed to reach out for help. Abortion hurts women while destroying the life of their innocent child. So why be indifferent? Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Thy Will Be Done Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to Thy Will Be Done Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
Father John Ricardo, this was his hour for the pledge drive, and he unfortunately is not here. Is under the weather, lost his voice, not able to speak. We pray for him, for his health, and,
yes,
and hopefully he feels better soon. But in the meantime, we have Andy Lichtenwalner here and Monica Opperman talking about his event, Rescue Atlanta, that's going to be coming up on September 9th. But I want to mention, before we get to you two, that event that is coming up on September 9th, if you can make it and if you want to go, we've got two left. We've got two tickets left to that event, Rescue Atlanta, that you can get. So if you want to call 470-508-1160 and mention that you want the Rescue Atlanta tickets, then, you know, mention that to them. But also if you go to online, thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app, put Rescue in the little box there, and we'll get those tickets to you as well. Andy?
Well, and maybe, too, just a reminder for folks to register for Rescue, go to evangelizationatl.com, and you will see Father John's picture right there on the screen. Click on it, and it'll take you to the site. Registration is now open to the public. This is the first day that we've opened it to the public. So Quest listeners, you guys have a first dibs on this great event. I think it's going to fill up quickly. We have space for about 1,200 people. Mm-hmm. The Cobb Galleria Center, September 9th of this year. It's going to 8 to 5 p.m. It's going to be a really beautiful event. And I wonder, Monica, if you want to just speak a little bit more about what to expect in this event. We're describing it as an event on Kerygma, but I think Dave needs to insert something real quick.
Before you say that, Monica, I just want to say we have one left.
One more.
One ticket.
Yay. One more.
Right on.
So if you want that, make sure you call in or go online to ask for it.
And I know I don't have to convince you about the wonderful, extraordinary things that are going to happen that day. It is a transformative event. It is wonderful. It's going to be full. I mean, of course, we're going to break bread. We're going to be together in community. You're going to get to meet new people. But most importantly, we're going to be worshiping. As that last clip that David played for us, worshiping. So we're going to have Damascus Worship coming all the way from Ohio. Mm-hmm. They've been working with Father John in the other event that was live also, and he was preaching the kerygma and the message of rescue. And then he works beautifully with them. There's a great band, young people, extraordinary praise and worship. I heard them. I went to Detroit in August, and I heard them in person, and Father too. So anyway, and then we're going to have adoration too, because the whole event is geared for you to know Jesus, to encounter him.
Amen.
To encounter Jesus, encounter the gospel, hear the kerygma, which is really the first announcement, hear the kerygma, encounter the gospel, and then be there with our Lord. So we're going to have adoration. Andy, tell us about the importance of that kerygma.
Yeah,
to be able.
And you help me too, if need be. Maybe Dave will hop in too. The, you know, kerygma is a beautiful word, but what is it?
Greek.
You know, it's Greek. It's Greek. It's Greek to me.
It's Greek to me.
All of us too. So
it's Greek.
But it's a word meaning message, proclamation. It refers to, as Monica said so eloquently, the first proclamation of the good news, the fundamental proclamation. Pope Francis has stated it very clearly. You know, it's first, not in the sense of just chronologically and we move beyond it. It's first in an order of priority. It's the fundamental message of God's saving work in his son, Jesus Christ, that we need to hear and experience again and again and again. Everybody that grows up in the church, you know, baptized as an infant, we're called to experience the kerygma over and over and over again. And we learn that quite well from many of our adults that, you know, either enter into full communion in the church or convert to the Christian faith in the Catholic Church for the first time and are baptized. They have a fire. They bring this fire. It's because they've had this recent kind of first encounter with the power of the gospel. But we're all called to enter more deeply into that. And this is what this Eucharistic revival is all about. We cannot have a revival without God encountering us anew and our hearts being transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. The kerygma, essentially, it's not just a set of words. It's not just a story. It's the fundamental story that also has power in it, through it, behind it. Because it's ultimately the power of the Holy Spirit working in our hearts. That Jesus died for us, for our sake, to glorify the Father, but to bring us to himself, and rose again, conquering the powers of sin, death, hell, the devil. This is what Rescue Atlanta will be. It will be an experience of the power of this message. And it's so important for this call to Eucharistic revival, because we cannot have a revival without it. This is God's work. And this is what happens at every Mass too. This work is represented. It becomes alive and real at every Mass. This is the gift of being Catholic. So this will be such an important time. We're praying for it. We're asking for prayer warriors to pray for this event. It needs protection. It needs to be covered in prayer because we know who doesn't want this to happen.
Right, and we'll do anything.
We'll do anything you can to to present obstacles in it. But you know what? God's will be done. Mm-hmm. And we continue to pray for that and be faithful to that.
And I want to say, too, that, you know, Father John Ricardo couldn't be here. He's under the weather, lost his voice. But I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I really do believe if he were here, I'm sure he would be saying how important it is for the quest. You know, chances are if it weren't for the quest, a lot of people would not even know about Rescue Atlanta,
true,
that it's going to be coming. I mean, we're just talking about it today for the first time, but that's the kind of thing that Catholic radio does here in Atlanta. That's what the quest does. It promotes things like that. It promotes things at your local parish. It promotes things that are going on at the Archdiocese, things that you can get involved in. And in order for the quest to continue, it needs support from each listener. Everybody who listens needs to support it in some way. I mean, even if it's just in prayer, but we need your support. And if you would like to donate, you can call 470-508-1160. You can go on to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. And I don't know if we still have that one ticket left to Rescue Atlanta on September 9th. They haven't updated the tote board yet. There's a good chance you could get it. We still have it. Okay, she's saying we still have that one ticket left. So if you want to go on September 9th, do now. And also, your donation will be matched up to $3,000. And let me just run down. I want to thank a few people. Give a shout out to Delina of Atlanta. Thank you very much. Mary and Dan from Atlanta. Janice from Dahlonega. Thank you.
Hey, awesome.
Destiny from Lawrenceville.
Thank you, Destiny.
Destiny, yeah. Go.
Karen and Robert, it's in honor of Father John Ricardo from Lawrenceville.
Fantastic.
Lori from Woodstock, and also Earl and Diane.
Oh, my friends.
Little ditty about Earl and Diane,
huh?
Thank you. Beautiful.
From Marietta. Thank you
so much.
Yes, thank you very much. I don't know, we've got some other, we're not going to get to all these clips I isolated from Father Ricardo, but I don't know if we want to play another one, or do you have other things you want to say?
I wanted to mention about hearing the message of Father Ricardo. It really is transformative. I'm going to tell you why. Because hearing him, he makes you understand why did God come, you know, in the person of Jesus Christ. He came to war. And he just cites all these fathers of the church in this wonderful, extraordinary thing. He's doing war for us. He is, defending us and rescuing us from the powers that we cannot ourselves rescue ourselves from. And it's just, that's the most powerful meaning of the cross. And after you hear them, the Bible will never be the same. Every time you're reading the gospel, I sit down and do my prayer in the morning and read my gospel. And then I start looking at all these messages about it, about, you know, how he's dying for. It's just amazing. So please don't miss that. Do not miss for anything in the world. Come, September 9th.
I love how you bring up just the fact that we're called to be rescued. The awareness of our need for salvation, sometimes that's not front and center for us. You know, and when we go to Mass, you know, as Father John put so eloquently about, you know, the difference between sports games and you're getting excited, and we might go to Mass and, okay, where's our excitement there? But but for us Catholics, you know, to know what is happening at the Mass, to know that the Mass is first and foremost God's work that we participate in, and it's not just kind of a work of just randomness. It's his work of salvation, of saving us. And that we are in need of that work. In Catholics, we have a beautiful understanding of salvation's not just kind of like something that happened in the past, or it's just once saved, always saved. We're constantly being saved. We're constantly being called to conversion. And it's God's grace first and foremost, his work first and foremost.
And it's a work in progress.
And it's a work in progress. And the Lord is battling for us. He battled for us on the cross. I mean, that's the ultimate victory. Amazing. But we enter into that work of salvation, and we're called to cooperate in it, right? Yeah. What a beauty.
And we're going to hear that day. We're going to hear that. And I'm going to tell you, we've got questions about it. This is going to be a production. We have this extraordinary company that is helping us to do really a production. So you're going to have this state-of-the-art event, and our brothers and sisters that only speak Spanish will have the opportunity. I'm always vigilant for my Spanish brothers and sisters because I'm from Mexico, right? So I'm always, try to provide something in Spanish for them. And we're going to have an right there on site a simultaneous interpreter to Spanish, actually. And our brothers and sisters, I would like to select that when they register, they can just check the box, tell us, and they can reserve their headphones to be able to participate in that way. So we just find that amazing. And if there's might be people that are interested in extending this to more Spanish speakers, please, you know, let us know.
That's right.
And we can dedicate your donation then for that. But don't talk about this donation. Let's talk about the Quest donation.
The Quest,
right?
Yeah, we need people to donate.
This is what matters. Donate, please.
That's right. And one other thing I want to mention, too, and I forget now if we talked about this on the air or off the air. If it was on the air, I'm going to repeat it. But you were saying that this is a good event to bring your Protestant friends to.
Absolutely.
People that are not Catholic.
Yes.
Or no matter what denomination they are. And, I just found out that all the tickets are gone, but thank you very much.
Thank you. Please continue to support, though, to call in.
But I just want to say, too, though, if you have the Protestant friends, and a lot of times they have their pastors, and I mean, it's a lively service sometimes, and I just want to say, Father Ricardo, and I mean, you're probably familiar with him anyway. I don't have to tell you this, but he's a dynamic speaker, and this is a great thing that
keeps you engaged.
Yeah, that you could bring your Protestant friends to, and it would be a great first exposure to the Catholic faith.
That's right. A really wonderful first exposure on the gospel.
And I hear people say, hey, I don't need to be rescued. I always already rescued. But that's not the idea. You know, bring people that need to be rescued. They need to understand and need to know. We have all been rescued. Yes, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But we need to know that. We need to be on mission.
Yeah.
And I hear this from Mary, and she always says that rescued people rescue others.
Yeah.
You see? So that's rescue what we have Atlanta. To do. We have to do rescue Atlanta. So we're just blessed to have this thing that's going to happen here. So we're the second one live that they do.
That's right.
And I know there are other dioceses already, you know, asking them to, you know, to do this event. They're going to be doing one a year. I think that's what I understand. And so we're the second one. The first one is Columbus, Ohio, and it was really a transformative event. We've been in touch with them, and they've shared with us, you know, the details, and we're just so excited.
And I want to say, too, I know Dave, who works up at St. Gabriel in Columbus, Ohio, and he said that it was just an amazing event, and that Father Ricardo is the real deal. What you hear on the show is exactly who he is in person. He's the same person,
but nothing compared to seeing him in person.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
Being there, getting his energy, you just get bathed with that energy that he has. That's amazing.
Yeah. But you can tune in at 8:00 every weekday morning to hear Father John Ricardo here at The Quest, and to donate. We should probably
If you want to keep Father Ricardo coming at 8:00 every morning, it takes support from our listeners. 470-508-1160 is a number. You can go to thequestatlanta.com. There's a donate button at the top of the homepage there, and the Quest Atlanta app that you have on your phone and your tablet. Once again, that's 470-508-1160. And at 8 a.m. each weekday here on The Quest, it is Christ is the answer. And here's just a little clip of a couple minutes here. He's talking about fidelity and intimacy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that's not going to work. How about we talk about confession?
This is as good a book as I've ever read, just called Confession by Adrienne von Speyer. She says, the incarnate Son, Jesus, distinguishes himself from other men in that he is without sin. Someone who had neither seen one of his miracles nor heard one of his sermons would nonetheless have been able to see his divine mission because of that sinlessness. That's a great point. The mere fact that Jesus has no sin would have made him jarringly different than anybody, because everybody that we know is a sinner, starting with me. He lives as the Redeemer among sinners and sees how much sin has alienated them from the Father, and continues to alienate them. He wants to intercept the man or the woman who has fallen away. What a great truth. He wants to intercept the one who has fallen away, create supports for him, throw him the anchor of grace, put up signposts for him that will show him the way back to God. The sacraments serve as such means of interception. As long as he was on earth, he could indicate these things by means of his own word. He baptized or had someone baptized. He promised and gave his own flesh and blood. He let the sick be anointed and sent the Holy Spirit down upon the church. He knew, however, that after his departure, it would be objected that men are too alienated from God to be reached through these means. Hence, he instituted one more sacrament meant exclusively for sinners, one that seizes the person from below and grasps him in precisely that guilt and alienation. No one can say confession is too sublime for them. No one can say that alienation from God is not really a burden, and that it would not be good to get rid of that burden and lighten himself. Living transparent and without sin before the Father, the Son knows what is good for man. The Son is he who lives in a state of purity. The sinner lives more or less in a state of sin. He does not really believe that he can break with sin, but he feels its burden and yearns, at least in certain moments, to be rid of it. The sacrament of confession is the ever new moment of purification.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen to that. And what a great time to hear that during the season of Lent, you know, where we're called to repent, but to encounter the Lord's mercy. I love Father John's words about just, you know, the Lord is constantly coming for us and finding ways that, and to see the sacraments as the ways that, you know, the Lord instituted the sacraments for a reason, so that he could be so close to us and be and really introduce us to his mercy in a way that we can touch it, touch him. So important. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful words. But, you know, we've had the opportunity this hour. I'm so grateful for the Quest,
yes,
for all
you.
That you
thank
all
you,
do, for just evangelizing, giving people an opportunity to hear the good news of what our Lord has done, is doing, will do in their lives, for presenting the beauty of the Catholic faith and all the teachings of the Church, and having so many great programs like Father John Ricardo.
Yeah.
And we're praying for Father John and Mary, who couldn't be with us today, who are sick, but we're looking for an opportunity to have them on soon on the Quest. And this Quest Pledge Drive is such an important time to support our local Catholic radio station, who does so much for our archdiocese, for our parishes, for our families and schools here. So we're so grateful to the Quest.
And what I love about Catholic radio, look, it accompanies you everywhere. It drives with you.
That's right.
It's into your home. You can recommend to friends. It's just amazing. It's just so easy.
And with the app, you've got, you can take it anywhere you go.
That's
worldwide,
right.
Anywhere you got an internet connection, you've got it right there in your pocket.
The art of accompaniment right there.
The
Catholic radio.
Yeah. And the donations on the app are super easy. You just go there. It says big button, donate. So.
And
I forgot to do that.
And I just want to say, too, if you enjoy listening to Father Ricardo each weekday morning, and we've said this before, but I can't say it enough, if you want to keep that coming here in Atlanta, you want to hear Father Ricardo every morning.
Yes.
We need your support.
We need
do.
It.
We do.
Amen to that.
470-508-1160 is the number. TheQuestAtlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app as well. I want to thank Andy Lichtenwalner and Monica Opperman for being here. I wish I could thank Father John Ricardo for being here, but again, he's under the weather, has no voice. And
but I do want to thank him for enlightening our lives,
yes,
and really making a transformation in our faith and getting an encounter with Jesus Christ. So I'm very grateful to him and to Mary, too.
Yes, yeah, so we look forward to having them.
Yeah.
In September 9th, evangelizationatl.com. You can find out more about Rescue Atlanta. And Dave, we thank you. It's
thank
always
you,
a
Dave.
Pleasure being with you.
Thank you, Andy and Monica.